Welcome back to Wylo's Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We've got Don Stock and Jamie Blacker in the air chairs this morning. And on the phone, we've got Coach Ken Jones, Clinton Central Boys and Girls Track Coach. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
I'm great. How about you? A little tired. We didn't get home until about 12:30 last night from our track meet, but we're ready to go, I guess.
So what's it like running in the wind?
Wind and rain.
the elements weren't good last night at all, or were they on Thursday either if you were running?
All season so far. There was a couple of times we even got sleeted on, so that wasn't fun either.
So how's things going for the Clinton Central track team, both boys and girls?
We're doing pretty well. You know, we're kind of small in numbers, so that kind of hurts us. But, you know, the kids that we have are working really hard, and they're doing all the right things, and they're getting better every day.
Well, talk a little bit about your group, if you can, as far as who your leaders are and your seniors.
Okay. For our boys, we have two seniors. One is Jordan Cruz, and the other one is Tyler Rail. And these guys are pretty much the anchor of our team. They score a lot of points for us. Jordan Cruz is a sprinter, middle distance runner, and a high jumper. And Tyler Rail is our throw shot and disc. And then we have juniors. For the boys, we have Leo De Leon. He's a hurdler, and he also is on relay teams for us, and he does long jump. And we have Richard Hathaway, and he's a shot and disc guy as well. Devin Henderson is also shot and disc. And then we have Hayden Pratt. He's a hurdler. He also runs on our relay teams. Does a great job for us. And then we have Dayton Talby. He's probably our best athlete on the boys' side. He's a sprinter. Does, you know, 100, 200, 400. And he also long jumps for us this year. And then we have the sophomores. We have Caden Alter. He's a middle distance runner and also sprinter. And then Calvin Jobe. He's a distance runner. And Espen McCarty, he's a distance runner. And Doug Newton is a pole vaulter and discus runner. And Espen also pole vaults for us. So those are our sophomores. And then freshmen, we have Mason Boone and Quentin Drew. And Mason Boone is a 400 guy high jumper and also throwing shot. Quentin Drew is a sprinter for us. And then Braden Eden is our middle distance and distance runner. Excuse me. And then Brian Johnston, he's a sprinter and a relay guy and also pole vaulting. So those are our boys.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good group of kids. When you say you don't have a lot out, sounds like it that I'm not a familiar track guy, but it sounds like a lot of kids playing. And my question, next question would be, it's lined up then so that if obviously your tracksters all do different things, so they're still capable of running the long distance relays and then doing the pole vaulting also.
Yeah, we move them around quite a bit, but you know you have to when there's 15 events. You only have 15 kids. So,
recognizing a lot of those names, Coach, that you were talking about playing football and basketball, I've seen those kids and they've definitely been in the weight room. Is that paying dividends on the track team as well?
Yes, I think it is. And you know, we're getting back to our bigger, faster, stronger program, and that's helping out with Coach Gilbert. And then also Keith Talby, our assistant coach, is doing a lot of different lifting for our kids. That's, you know, going to help them out with individual events that they're working on. And he's doing a really good job with that as well.
Any of those boys you mentioned, you feel like they're going to excel, maybe be, you know, all conference for the Hoosier Heartland Conference or have a chance to get out of the sectional, which I think you guys are at West Lafayette, if I correct.
Yeah, I'd say I'm sorry, my voice is shot here.
I can understand after last night.
Yeah, Dayton Talby probably is our best chance of getting out. But you never know. You know, some of these kids, they're green right now, and they just haven't been in the event long enough, but they're dropping time like crazy. So, you know, by the time sectional rolls around, we could have, you know, more than one.
Yeah, track is not one of the sports where kids play in the summertime as a group or as a team. They just don't. So your team basically starts in after basketball season ends, and they have about, what, 2 or 3 weeks before their first match?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's right after our spring break, too. You got to have a spring break in there, and that sets you back for a while.
And just a couple springs ago, I attended some track meets, and I can tell you there's definitely a difference been running in town at a track facility compared to where Clinton Central will be running in a very rural area where they come around the track and then this wind just hits you and you just die. And it's definitely different.
And what hurts us, too, is we don't have an indoor facility like a lot of schools do. You know, we're working on that, but, you know, we have to either run outside in the cold or run in the hallways of the school. That kind of hurts us, too.
Well, we broadcast a baseball game out there Tuesday, and the wind was rolling, and everything was going on. There was a baseball game, track was going on, softball had a game going on also, and I know Carl Kirchvill he's with me when we do the games, and he's looking out the window at the track team talking about, hey, when you're running on the backside, you got the wind against you, but when you turn that fourth corner, man, it's a rude awakening.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, the kids tell me about it all the time.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about your girls' team so we can get equal time here?
Yeah, definitely like to. Our senior girls, we have Michelle Aguilar. She's our thrower, shot and disc. And then we have Reagan Kimmel. She's our distance runner. And then we have Anna Carino, and she's also a distance runner for us. And then for the juniors, we have Sam Adams. And Sam can do about everything. She's a pole vaulter, sprinter, shot, discus. She's a long jump even, too. And then we have Carly Gorman. She's a distance runner. And then Paige Perry. She's a thrower and also a sprinter on the relay team. Sophomores. We have Ashley Cruz. She's probably one of our best girls. She does 100, 200, 400. She's also on relays. She could also do 800 for us if we needed her. Michaela Jacobs, really coming on as a distance runner and middle distance runner. And then Isabella Lechwitter, she's really improved this year. She's a hurdler for us. She's also on relay teams, and she's one of those girls that, you know, whatever you put her in, she's going to excel in and, you know, not complain. And then Raiden Norris is a newcomer for us, and she's surprising us all. It doesn't matter what we put her in, she's doing really well. And so that's nice to have a girl that's versatile like that.
Sure.
And then we have Sarah Parkinson. She's a high jumper, and also she's a thrower, and she even runs distance for us. And then finally we have only one freshman, and it's Alyssa Empson, and she's a sprinter for us, and she also does some long jumping for us and on relays. So those are our girls.
So, Coach, you spend a lot of time in the hallways recruiting athletes for track?
All the time, yeah. I do that for swimming and track. You know, I coach swimming and I also coach track, and luckily sometimes I get swimmers to come out for track as well, too, so that helps out.
It sounds like a pretty good number, though. Coach Helmick was in a week or two ago talking about the softball program, and their numbers are outstanding. So it sounds like a lot of Bulldog students are involved in spring sports, which is really good.
Yeah, for as many as we have. You know, we're just a small school, you know, and we average about 60 a class. So, you know, for us to have this many, I'm really happy.
So you talked about running last night. How well did you do last night, and where were you running?
Well, we ran at Park Tudor last night, and it's kind of like a state meet. They call it a small school showcase, but it's not small school because we have Decatur Central in there, Newcastle, Danville, Edgewood. I mean, there's a lot of big schools in there, too. But there's 15 schools there and over 400 athletes.
Wow.
So that's why we didn't get home till so late.
Yeah, well.
And we got rained on, too, which was nice. But, yeah, we did pretty well. You know, it's just, for our kids, we had a Tri-Central meet just the night before. So they had to, you know, run really hard for that and then turn around and go back down to Park Tudor the next night. And it kind of wears on them a little bit. But I want them to have that good competition so that way they can get ready for sectionals and conference and our county meet, you know, so that way it's no big deal when it, after doing Park Tudor.
So when do you run next?
We run Tuesday, and that's our CC invite.
Ah.
And we have, it's a Central Catholic, Frontier, Sheridan, and University.
We always ask the coaches to talk a little bit about their youth program, and do you have a good junior high coming for the Bulldogs this year?
Yeah, we have two coaches, Nick Atkins-Harris and Melissa Perry, and they're doing a really good job with the junior high. They haven't had a meet yet because of weather, But they got good numbers out there, and they're working really hard and having fun, and just doing a great job of recruiting kids. And if I could, I'd like to mention my high school coaches.
Sure, go ahead.
I have Randy Weaver. He's been with me for a long time, and he's my shot and disc guy.
And then I figured you'd say he was going to be your sprinter guy. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And then I have Devin Wampler. He's been with me for a while. He coaches the hurdlers and also long jump. And then I have a newcomer, Key Talby. He ran track for me back in his day, and his brother is Dayton Talby. And he coaches the distance runners and also pole vault and high jump. And so these guys are doing a really good job, and I just wanted to mention them.
Well, sounds like you're headed on the right path for some success for the Bulldogs. Your numbers seem to be pretty good, and you're facing a lot of tough competition. The county meet's coming up here probably in May, and will you host that, or where's that meet going to be?
Yeah, we're hosting it.
You're hosting that meet?
Yeah.
So that ought to be very competitive, don't you imagine?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it always is.
Well, Don, you got anything else to talk about Bulldog track?
Nope. Coach, we appreciate you coming on and talking with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much.